Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Coming up in about 45 minutes, Dylan Strome from the Washington Capitals will join us. That's coming up at 8:45. But wanted to get into the news that the Commanders contingent is making their way to Ann Arbor to have dinner with J.J. McCarthy on the eve of his pro day. And look, it makes all the sense in the world. Like, if you're Adam Peters, you want to meet with all the top quarterback prospects. You want to have more time than you have at the combine, where you get, I believe it's a 15-minute interview with each prospect. I mean, that's not a lot of time to get to know a guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this way you get to sit down with him, learn more about him, about his background, about his family. I just think it makes a lot of sense to visit each one of these guys that you could potentially draft.
Right.
Of course.
And aren't most of the team or all of the teams doing the same thing?
I would assume that's the case. These guys are having visits from all of the teams that are in the quarterback market.
Well,
designs on selecting a quarterback.
It doesn't necessarily mean that the Commanders are all in on McCarthy and that's who they're targeting.
No,
they're just,
no, they have to do their due diligence.
Exactly.
But by the way, what's not to like? What is the knock against McCarthy? What, did he play with an offense that ran the football a lot? How's that a knock?
That's one of the big ones.
Yeah, but how's that a knock?
He just didn't show you enough on the field.
All right, like I said, I think he threw more passes than Jaden Daniels did last year. I mean, there's plenty of film on J.J. McCarthy, who's I'm kind
of pro. Of course, he played
him
a lot of ball.
Like, what is different between, like, what's the biggest difference between J.J. McCarthy and Drake May? Both are big, strong,
size,
athletic guys. Is he's even bigger than Drake?
No, he's smaller than
he's
Drake.
He's smaller than Drake.
Yeah.
Because he looks like he's got good size to me. What is he, 6'3"?
He may be 6'3". I don't know.
He's certainly bigger than Caleb, right?
I don't know what he's going
to. He weighs less than Jaden.
He weighs less.
Yeah. He's not as big as you think.
6'3", 202 is what I see.
Where is that from?
ESPN.
But is that from the combine?
Oh.
I guess maybe those are the combine measurables.
To me, he looks...
Now, maybe he'll be a little bit heavier his pro day.
Well, these guys also, I mean, all of them, I give them all...
If you're concerned about Jaden's slight frame and being able to absorb hits, you should have the same concerns about J.J. McCarthy.
Well,
combine said 6'2 and a half, 219.
Except that he doesn't put himself in as much danger because he doesn't run as much.
I would say he puts himself in less danger since he doesn't run as much.
Right.
No. I would say Jaden puts himself in less danger instead of being rocked in the pocket from behind.
Yeah, but some of his rocks are when he's running. The rocks I've seen are when he's running, Valdez, not like a blindside hit.
So that doesn't worry you that he threw the same amount of passes as Daniels, but threw for 1,000 less yards and half as many touchdowns?
Well, I mean, obviously it's shorter throws. I mean, Daniels is known for being a great deep ball thrower.
That's why I think he's a playmaker. They're saying that J.J. McCarthy is not. He's just a okay. system quarterback.
To me, he looks,
he didn't show you anything.
Okay, to me, he looks like a pretty prototypical quarterback to me.
But Daniel's also throwing two first-rounders, which you have to put into the equation.
Yeah,
McCarthy's not.
But maybe, why is McCarthy thought of better than Michael Penix, for example?
Doesn't have the injury history. He's younger.
Does Penix have a big injury history?
Yeah. He's blown out his ACL like three times, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Penix, for me, because I didn't follow him like Drabby does, you know, it's just the big game I wanted to watch him, he had a dud. That's
Do we
the
have
only
our
thing.
Board still? Where's our board? I liked Penix when I watched the film.
I think I have a hole in my number three spot. I have a TBD there.
Right.
I need to figure out who to put there. Running out of time here.
I don't know. I kind of like McCarthy. I think he's even a more athletic Brock Purdy.
Well, let me ask you, what did you like about J.J. McCarthy in the championship game?
He wasn't that great.
Would he have 10 completions?
Neither quarterback was great.
Yeah, but I felt like Penix was worse.
Penix had a bad game.
Yeah.
I fully admit that.
But I told you I like Penix, too. I like him. I'm not saying I don't like him.
He had a great semifinal game, though.
I'll tell you what.
I just watch Michigan more.
I don't like to speed up life, but I would wish tomorrow.
Yeah, I know you want the draft to just come.
I just want the draft to effing be here.
What do you like about May? You just like May's a little thicker, bigger.
I like May better than all the other guys.
What do you not like about McCarthy? Like when you?
I don't dislike him, but I just don't think he's. I don't think he's as talented as May, overall. He's not as talented an athlete or a quarterback than McCarthy than.
He looks like a good athlete to me, man. I don't know, man. I don't know.
I mean, he can run around. I mean, he
could run.
Look, he played big time college football. He won a national championship. I just don't think he's as built for the NFL as Drake May.
Huh. I'm just a fan. Numbers, which I know it's not about that, but the last two seasons he put up a combined 44 touchdowns. Now only 9 interceptions, so he took care of the ball.
Right.
And Jaden Daniels gave you 40 this year.
Yeah, but that's a system thing.
I know.
Blake Corum had a bomb year.
I know. Like right. Andre Ware had
How many rushing touchdowns did Blake Corum have? 20?
Yeah, I don't know.
And that's just a system thing.
Yeah, I can see. He's not as thick as I thought. But I don't know, man. He just looks like a prototypical quarterback to me. I think whoever gets him, especially if they get him as the fifth.
I'm surprised he's 6'2.5", because when I was watching the highlights, admittedly, a lot of them were him scooting out of the pocket, and he reminded me of Doug Flutie for some reason, was tiny.
I thought he was bigger.
Blake Corum had 27 rushing touchdowns.
Yeah, that's gonna cut into your passing touchdowns when that happens.
Yeah, I mean, if he's playing in a different offense in the SEC, if he was playing in LSU's offense, his numbers would be better.
I'm just gonna predict J.J. McCarthy is gonna be a good pro. I'm not saying he's gonna be great. He's gonna be a good pro.
I feel like he's gonna be Daniel Jones.
Okay. Oh, that's a bad comp.
I think he's played at much higher.
He's
level.
Made a lot of money in the pros, but I mean, has to be on his way out from New York.
This has to be the last year of Daniel Jones.
We'll see.
What if the Giants select J.J. McCarthy and he's sitting behind Daniel Jones?
They very well
could happen.
They're sitting at six.
I like Penix more than I like J.J. So my top five when we looked at films: Caleb, Drake May, Jaden, Penix over J.J. McCarthy. Where's the Penix heat? There's no heat on Penix.
He's number five on my board.
Why is there no? Yeah, why is there no Penix heat? JJ's definitely rising up.
Oh yeah,
people are talking about JJ potentially being in the top five. Why is Penix not getting?
People have already knocked Penix down. They've already decided that he's not good enough to be in the conversation.
Why? What is their knock?
Their knock is that he's older. He has significant
everything
injuries.
We've talked about.
What's his age? 24, 25?
He'll be 24. Well,
probably, at least.
I don't know how that's a knock.
I know, it's ridiculous. You got quarterbacks in their mid-30s who are really good quarterbacks in the league. I'll take a 24-year-old.
I hear you that people knock that. I don't understand that. But
well, they would rather have a 21-year-old than a 24-year-old.
Okay.
You know what? Let's take some calls on this.
I think that's overblown.
Are Commanders fans interested in J.J. McCarthy? Now that the Commanders are going to go see him, interview him, pro day, all that jazz.
Are there people out there that like him more than May?
Are there Commanders fans? Yeah. Are there Commanders fans who would rather, if you couldn't have Daniels, because I know a lot of people want Daniels.
Daniels is just super excited.
Would you rather have J.J. than Drake May? There you go. There's a question. 800-636-1067.
I mean,
JJ. Think I'd rather have the guy, even though that there are a lot of pundits now saying May's going to need more time.
Yeah.
And might have to sit for a while. Still think I favor him over McCarthy.
Why? What is it that you like?
It's like he's taller. I think he's more prototypical build for a quarterback. He does have some athleticism. He's got a rocket arm.
Now I'm only watching.
His arm is stronger than McCarthy's.
Only watching highlights, but McCarthy looks pretty accurate in his highlight reel.
By the way,
it's laughable to say.
Right.
Penix threw the ball 555 times this year compared to 332 for McCarthy.
Right.
Well, again, if McCarthy's playing for Washington, he's throwing the ball that many times to those NFL receivers.
You know, like Andre Ware. Like, think of guys like that. You know, I don't know what to make of that.
I'm more in favor of Penix than J.J. McCarthy. But if I'm the Commanders, look, the only way that I would move down for J.J. McCarthy or Michael Penix is if I get blown away with like a Herschel Walker deal. I'm pretty much in favor of drafting probably Drake May at number two.
Yeah, but what if you literally have Drake May as like an 8.1 and you got J.J. McCarthy as an 8.0? Like,
well, then I would trade down.
Yeah.
Then I would trade down.
All the extra picks.
If they're markedly different, then – but I don't see how they could be markedly different. He's a little bigger, but he's every bit as athletic.
Every year you've got guys like that, right? Like, some people turn into Josh Allen and others turn into Daniel Jones.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I think
I mean, there was it went viral this week that since the Trevor Lawrence draft, I think 21 quarterbacks have been drafted, and then only two were hits.
Right.
Two out of 21.
When you say hits, what do you mean hits?
Let me pull it up.
What are you gonna say?
You guys always say they're just doing due diligence, or you have been saying that.
Yeah, yeah.
The Commanders don't talk, so how do we know they're not interested in him over
they
those
could
other
be.
Guys?
Well, I think they might. I think they're definitely
they very
interested.
Well, I think it could be more. Nobody has any idea.
There's a possibility.
He could be number one on their board.
Sure, there's a possibility.
That's just our vibe.
Peters might take him number two.
I mean, even Daniel Jeremiah said, who's more plugged than anybody, I have no idea what they're thinking.
Right,
right.
And I like that.
They could
I
take
like
him number
Peters,
two, of course.
I like that he's
smart.
Tight-lipped. I like that there's not a lot of spin coming out of that front office.
I actually think the clips I see, but I like JJ more than I like Drake May, maybe.
Well,
I'm telling
better
you.
Update your board.
I didn't have Drake May that high anyway. I did that just to tweak Lurch.
And look, if Peters loves
care.
McCarthy more
I just
than,
hope whoever they draft works
he
out.
He has them rated around the same or has McCarthy favored, trade down to 5 or 6, get the extra picks to pick McCarthy there. If that's your guy.
Yeah.
But if you pass on those guys, if you pass on Daniels and May, Peters is going to go to bed every night praying that those guys don't turn into superstars. And McCarthy, like if McCarthy is middling or mediocre, average.
I just don't see a huge separation.
Not a good look.
Although Drake May is bigger. So if that's something that you do put, you know, a lot of stock in and you think he's going to be a lot more durable. Okay. And that's the deciding factor.
But it sounds like McCarthy even bulked up for the combine. Like he was listed at 202.
Well, all these guys
shows up at the combine at 220.
They're gonna get bigger and stronger,
right?
As they become men. All right, let's go to Ben in Annapolis. Ben, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Good morning, guys. I appreciate this conversation, but I remember hearing not too long ago about a conversation that I believe Kingsbury had with McCarthy about audibling. He wasn't allowed to audible. So if he saw single coverage on the outside, he wasn't allowed to switch from a run to a pass or a different pass to that pass to hit that receiver. And that was the way Michigan ran their offense. They're a heavily run team, I believe. I just think he's better than what we think. Because
I think
he wasn't
he's pretty
allowed
good,
to,
yeah.
Yeah. And so I rely on the experts. And going back to earlier what you were saying, I think it's a gosh darn breath of fresh air that we don't have to listen to the leaks coming out of the front office. They're going to meet with every quarterback in this draft, as they should, whether they're thinking of drafting them or not. And I think that's awesome. And we don't need to know about it until they pick their guy.
Right.
That's my opinion.
Yeah. Great. I think it would actually be awesome just for the story of it, too, if all of a sudden they go up there and they pulled the card up there, and it's J.J. McCarthy, number two. Just like, and everyone's
that would be
blindsided.
Crazy.
Yeah, it would be kind of a shock.
And everyone just blindsided.
It would be kind of a shock, yeah.
Let's go to Ian in Warrington. Ian, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good morning.
Hey, good.
I just wanted to share. I'm a diehard Michigan fan. I'm 53, old and moldy like you guys, and I'm a diehard Michigan fan. And I will just say this: if you go back, look at Tom Brady's numbers. I know you can't put comparisons to the GOAT, right? But Tom Brady was a very similar type of player. Tom Brady's very he's into all that you know, that different type of healing. McCarthy was always found in like the end zone.
Yeah,
meditating.
He's doing that weird like meditating stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. And you know, I know you can't make the comparison, but one of the things that makes Brady so great and McCarthy was so good is just evading the rush, the one step when they're in the pocket, right? Just making that one guy miss so that they can find someone downfield and they can throw to him. So I just wanted to get your you know, thoughts on what you think comparing those two, because even though Michigan, it's a long time since, you know, Tom Brady played, Harbaugh brought back Lloyd Carr's system, right? That run, that powerhouse sort of football. And you know, Lurch said this earlier, you know, throw for, you know, completions, not necessarily yards. So what do you think about that comparison between the two?
Well, the one thing I'd say is I think McCarthy's more athletic.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah, it's not even close.
Yeah.
Than Brady?
By a long, wide margin.
Yes. Oh. Not even close.
Agreed. Yeah.
All right, we'll continue to take your calls on an open line Thursday on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067. Commanders fans, do you favor J.J. McCarthy over either Drake May or Jaden Daniels at number two, or do you trade down, get extra picks, and pick McCarthy at five or six? What do you do if you're Adam Peters? We'll take your calls next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Coming up in just about 20 minutes at 8:45, Dylan Strome from the Washington Capitals will join us. We'll also talk college hoops with John Fanta in the 9 o'clock hour. That is at 9:20 because, of course, the NCAA tournament kicks off in earnest today, a little bit after noon. So John Fanta at 9:20. But the MGM National Harbor listening lines, they are filling up at 800-636-1067 as the Commanders brass is out visiting J.J. McCarthy. They will have dinner with him tonight before his pro day tomorrow in Ann Arbor.
Mm-hmm.
Do any Commanders fans actually favor J.J. McCarthy over the two
any of the other
top
guys.
Players that are projected to go with the number two pick, either Drake May or Jaden Daniels?
Maybe.
I don't think it's a always, lot of people.
Maybe
but
not a
there
lot.
There might be a few.
I'm sure most
that like him.
I'm going to guess, you know, 70%, if not higher, still want Daniels. But there might be a few out there that like JJ.
I just put it up as our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, love throughout the DMV. Would you be okay with the Commanders drafting Michigan quarterback JJ McCarthy at number two?
I'm going to guess.
I'm going to guess that
2 seconds ago.
Most are going to be very against drafting him at two, but they would be in favor of a trade down, get extra picks, draft him between 5 and 10. I don't think many people are going to be crazy about picking him at number two overall.
But what if they believe he's better than Drake May and he's better than Jaden
Daniels? Again, I've said this 1,000 times. I trust Adam Peters judging and scouting acumen. If he determines that that's the guy and they go with him at two,
hey,
I feel like that guy knows a lot about picking players in the league.
All right, so I got a stat for you here. So our guy Zach Kruger, who came out to the Roadhouse, and he's the stats guy.
Yep.
I forgot. He told me who he works for. Some NBC's fantasy thing.
Is it Roto World?
I think so.
I don't want to get that incorrect.
I probably got it wrong. But he said, so listen to this, Drab. Remember how we talked about the pressure to sack ratio, and that was the big bugaboo for Howell? And then if you have over 20%, like, it just doesn't bode well, right? We went through all those names yesterday, right?
Yeah. I think Penix fares well on this list.
Okay. You know who fares the best? JJ. JJ McCarthy is the best amongst the first-round quarterbacks, 14.3%. He apparently ran really well. Allegedly, last offseason, ran a 4.48. So if he runs like a 4.5.
Yeah, that's a good number.
So it shows the athleticism.
Oh, he's definitely
athletic.
If
his pressure to sack ratio is,
he gets
if that
rid of the
means
ball.
Anything, they say he's ranks 13th amongst the top 75 quarterback prospects since 2020.
It means something. Look, we talked about this with Sam Howell a lot, that he had a propensity to get sacked in college. It happened here in Washington. The Howlers wanted to absolve him, saying it was all because of the offensive line. But similarly, Justin Fields had that problem.
I think it was also offensive coordinator.
Okay. But Justin Fields had that problem in Chicago. And then the kid, was it Badgett, came in? Mm-hmm. And he got sacked at half the rate of Justin Fields.
Hey, draft.
Remember years ago, that was RG3's thing. RG3 got sacked at twice the rate.
JJ McCarthy, though.
Yeah.
He's got 9-inch hands.
Ooh, small hands.
Now they're comparable.
I don't like that.
Now, another guy with 9-inch hands doing pretty well, Joe Burrow.
Oh, he has 9 inches?
Oh, yeah. I remember he had the small
hands. He's got
hands.
9 inches.
Didn't Pickett, what was Pickett's
Pickett
hands?
Has, oh.
Pickett has
sub 9 inches.
He's got like broke hands.
I'll have to take a look.
Grab, does that change your opinion on JJ?
What was the stat again? I used to exactly say it.
His pressure to sack ratio was 14.3%. That is the best amongst quarterbacks rumored to go potentially in the first round. So that means better than Penix.
Well, what are the numbers, though? What are the other numbers? If it's 14-15 or 14-16.
Well, like Howell was like 22%. I think Jaden Daniels is up there in like 22% range.
Yeah, Jaden's in the danger zone.
All right, that's
when you look
a,
at
that's
that
a
stat.
Pretty big difference. What was May?
I don't know. Oh. Zach can send it to me. But it's the best. So, in other words, he gets sacked the least.
Well, his offensive line's probably pretty darn good,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's definitely right. Plays.
And also, I'm gonna,
no, but it's during pressure. Passes. It's they're measuring.
So they're taking
they're
every
measuring
time
not,
he's pressured, how
exactly.
many times he gets sacked. Okay.
Right.
I got so trying to determine who navigates a dirty pocket the best.
Okay,
that's what the metric is looking
anyway,
for.
That makes sense.
Another you know what? I got him ahead of Drake May.
Where's your board?
I need to
switch
my board. Mark, can you give me my board?
I've got Caleb May, Jaden Penix, JJ. I'm not moving based on that.
All right, let's go. Let me see here. There's a bunch of people here do not want JJ. Let's go to Kevin in Lanham. Hey, Kevin.
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing this morning?
Hey, we're doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you for taking my call. I wouldn't mind JJ McCarthy. They're going to draft who they want to draft. My thing is JJ McCarthy had one of the best running backs in college, you know,
and
I feel like that's kind of a crutch for him. We didn't see too much of him as we saw like Drake May, Jaden Daniels. At number two, Jaden Daniels, because he's a dual threat, is hard to kind of pass up. But my pick from a long time ago, I love Bo Nix. I think we should trade down. Bo Nix is the most polished NFL-ready quarterback out there. as long his tenure has been in college, and I watched him play last year with Oregon. This kid is like, I feel like this is going to be the draft where, like, Bo Nix will be the Ben Roethlisberger to the Alex Smith and Aaron Rodgers or something. I feel like Bo Nix is going to be a one of the top guys out here. But I think we can't pick.
All right, Bo. All right, thanks, buddy. I didn't mean to.
Jason was the only one who had Nix in his top five. He had him number four.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's another guy that's like right around 6'2". He's another old guy, right? He's 24. Seems like he's been around forever.
A lot of experience.
He's the most experienced quarterback probably ever.
So the knocks besides age, what are the knocks against Bo Nix?
I mean, I don't know many knocks. Sure, maybe his arm isn't as good as some of those.
Sure, it's more like.
Wide open receiver.
Yeah, system quarterback.
Oregon doesn't throw the ball down the field.
He was on my college fantasy team.
Wide open.
He put up numbers. In the one game that I watched him, it was a lot of kind of sideways passes and his receivers going for yards. But people say he can make all the throws. Mm-hmm.
By the way, I already had JJ ahead of Drake May. Now I think I might have to. I don't know if I'm going to put him ahead of Penix. I got to do more research on Penix.
I guess I have to put May back on my big board at some point.
Why?
No, you leave him off.
I thought he was going to be a zombie.
You're the kiss of death.
Stick to your guns.
I don't know who's going to go in my top five then.
It's based on what you watch.
All right, let's go to Shane.
Even though you didn't do it that way.
I mean, the big TBD right in the middle of the board.
Good. Shane. Put Spencer Rattler in your top five.
Shane, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning, junkies. How y'all doing this morning?
Hey, we're doing great.
What's up?
Hey, look, the answer is hails to the no. You trying to tell me J.J. McCarthy's second-best quarterback in this draft? That's what they're saying? No, absolutely not. You take a prospect. If you want to take a prospect, you got to take Daniels. He's athletic. The NFL has changed. Offensive line is still a question mark. Going
I like Daniels. I like him. I got Jaden as my
and
number
another
one.
Thing too, E.B., how does it feel to be the original E.B. Back in town? Eric, the enemy, didn't last too long, so... And I also want to thank you for hooking me up with the sauna tent. That thing is amazing, brother.
Look
I appreciate that.
That. Yeah, you know what? Stay tuned. Stay tuned.
You got more in the pipeline?
Right now.
Stay tuned. The fall's going to be big. The fall's going to be big.
Is it?
Just stay tuned.
I appreciate it, man.
I like how you're teasing something. Was that two seasons away?
The hustle. I'm working on something, man. I'm
feeling that hustle.
Stay tuned. All right, let's go to Dennis in Reston. Dennis, what's up?
Morning, guys. I've been following the McCarthy thing. Me, preferably, I like McCarthy. Then I like May. I like Drake May. And Jaden Daniels, I mean, he's awesome. He's awesome. And you guys made the point that if they were to pick him, you know, after he got with and he was with the team for a while, they would probably beef him up a little bit. That's a very good point. I don't know. We're just going to have to trust Mr. Peters that he makes the right decision. And, that's how I feel. Yep. But I like McCarthy. I like May and I also like Daniels, but my choice, I like McCarthy right now.
Hmm. All right. Thank you, buddy.
So he does like
McCarthy. Yeah,
you guys have
look
a good
at that.
Day. Thank you.
Yeah.
Does like McCarthy. Hmm. Okay. Then there's some out
Daniels
there.
Daniels is, listen,
JP, there's some out there.
It's undeniable that Jaden Daniels is instant excitement. I mean, this town will be on fire for him.
Right, especially if he runs a 40-yard touchdown.
All these other guys. I mean, I guess this town would be on fire for Caleb if that happened, but I think we're ruling that out.
Mm-hmm.
This town will literally it'll somewhat rival RG3 mania. I don't know if it could top it because that was insane.
I trust Adam Peters, but I feel like if he picks McCarthy at two, the irrational Commanders fans, and trust me, there are plenty of them.
Yeah,
they're not going to be happy. I feel like they're not going to be happy with McCarthy, too, and bypassing both Daniels and May. But that's just an opinion. And again, I do trust Adam Peters. He's the best and only GM, basically, they've had running the show in the last
that's what you gotta do.
Almost 30 years here.
You got to put all your trust in old AP.
Got to trust the guy.
Okay, hey,
and hopefully they make the right decision.
No, Penix is much better in pressure to sack.
I was going to say, I was just
he's much better.
I had to DM Zach because, like,
no, I'm looking at it.
Yeah,
I
told
it.
You. I said Penix was
know,
like the best.
But I guess he's not considered a top fiver. That's why he didn't put.
Okay.
No,
I know. You're just a source of misinformation
the
time. So I had to DM Zach and say, can you clear this up for me?
No, I got the thing right in front of me. I did it. I didn't have to. I did it myself. His pressure to sack is 6.46. No one's even close to that. The other guy close to it is Austin Reed. Which I can't imagine. I mean, where's he going to go? Where's he projected to go?
Probably a late
but
rounder.
Pat Mahomes, so give context. Pat Mahomes was 11.3 coming out of Texas Tech. C.J. Stroud, 12.3. Tua, 12.5. Brock Purdy, 12.9. And then J.J. McCarthy, right? Bo Nix is actually very good, too. His is 11.5.
There you go.
Now, you want to go to, let's see, some of the other. Drake May, 18.9 pressure to sack. Caleb Williams, 19.3.
That's danger zone. They say 20 is the danger zone.
20 is
right?
The danger zone. Talia makes the list at 20.18. Spencer Rattler. Jaden Daniels. I mean, Jaden is atrocious at it.
Where's Caleb?
I said he's at 19.3.
Almost 20.
He's right on the. I'm telling you, dude.
Holds on to the ball a lot, trying to make spectacular plays.
I'm telling you, man. I think there might be something to that. But you know who else did terrible in this? And he's a stud. Lamar. Coming out of Louisville, Lamar was a 20.9.
He said Lamar is one of the outliers.
Lamar and Burrow.
Because Lamar had years of 17% and like 16%, but one year he had 24% sack ratio.
Yeah. So well, also Burrow, though. How does he explain Burrow? Burrow's a 22.
He said Burrow is the main outlier and that Lamar had 1 year. Other than that, it's a pretty good source of who sucks.
I'm not a source of misinformation.
I'm brave enough to put Penix above these guys.
I read what he sent me.
You said JJ way above everyone else, including Penix.
No, I said of the first rounders. I thought he had him. He said of the first rounders. That's what I read. But I guess that means he doesn't have him in the rumored first rounders.
So okay, you're setting the record straight.
Yeah, yeah.
Where was Nix? Where was Nix on that?
Nix is not there because he's 11.5.
Nix is 11.5.
I was looking at your boy,
so
Joel
Klatt.
So
that's an important metric to you.
That's a big number.
I was looking at your boy.
I mean, it's a small number, but it's a big stat.
Jason, I was looking at your boy, Joel Klatt's critique of these guys. He has Bo Nix, when he says, is he as talented as the other guys? Maybe not. But if you looked at all those quarterbacks that were selected in the last 10 years, he's better than a lot of them. He's more of a point guard, and he's a little more cerebral, but his superpower is the ball is on target and on time. So that's maybe he doesn't have the arm talent.
That's like a Brock Purdy description.
Well, he was completing almost 80% of his
Here's
passes.
The thing. So I was looking at that graphic that I said that I saw. I couldn't find it.
To put Bo Nix.
I couldn't find it online, but it was 2 for 19, Caleb so it wasn't 2 for 21. And it looked at the 2021 draft and the 2022 draft. Mm-hmm. So the hits, Trevor Lawrence, who was the first pick in 2021, and Brock Purdy, who was the last pick in 2022. Right. In between those two, here's what you had. Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, Mac Jones, Kyle Trask, Kellen Mond, Davis Mills, Ian Book, Sam Ellinger.
No, hold on. What is this list?
These are all the quarterbacks who were drafted.
God, in 21 and 22, correct?
All of them.
Ahead of Purdy?
No. I'm just saying there were 19 quarterbacks drafted in two drafts.
Yeah.
So in 2022, it was Pickett, Ritter, Willis, Corral, Zappe, Sam Howell. I had never even heard of this guy, and I can't even read my
Give
writing.
Me the name.
It was like Alon. It was a long name.
Oladukun.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Skylar Thompson.
He played FCS, I think.
And Brock Purdy. Two out of 19
That's
hits.
A horrible crop of quarterbacks.
Now, a lot of them are later round picks.
Yeah, I mean,
like Sam Howell's a fifth round pick.
How can you knock guys who were drafted in the seventh round? I mean, they're seventh rounders for a reason.
Yeah.
But just those, tells you.
You never expect those guys to pan out.
Yeah. Except for Brock Purdy, of course.
Okay.
Now, if you went the year before.
Complete outlier, right?
If you went the year before, you would have mostly hits because the year before, right, is Burrow, Herbert.
Tua.
Hurts. Love.
Yeah.
That's a bumper crop.
You got five right there. 2020 was good. You got five hits.
Yeah.
If you want to consider those hits.
Anyway, I would love to know. I wish these stats guys have to know what's the one. There has to be one stat that's the best predictor for future success. Is it pressure to sack? Is it whatever? What is the stat?
I don't know. I wish I knew. Then I'd be a highly paid consultant to all the NFL teams.
Right? Yeah, Shen.
Remember we had the brain type. We had the brain typing guy.
Yeah. Jonathan Niednagel?
Yes.
I mean, that was a guest from like 1998.
I'm surprised, looking at our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day, 25% would be okay with J.J. McCarthy at number two.
That seems kind of
high. Higher than I expected.
It's shockingly
high
number.
He's a big-time quarterback.
All right, when we come back, we'll pivot away from the Commanders. We'll talk some puck. We'll talk some Washington Capitals hockey. Dylan Strome from the Caps joins us next. Coming up at
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
920, John Fanta will join us. College basketball broadcaster, reporter for Fox, host of the Big East Shoot Around. He'll join us at 920. And we have pairs of tickets to give away to the ELO Tour at Capital One Arena and Chris Brown at Capital One Arena. We'll do that at 9:45.
Nice. 9:45. Win some prizes.
Put that on your junkies calendar. Right now, we are joined on the BetQL guest hotline by Dylan Strome from your Washington Capitals. He's brought to you by C.D. Shanahan's Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Quality and comfort you can rely on. Stromer, good morning. What's up?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Stromer, I was thinking this before we get to the puck. What was your best sport other than hockey growing up? Because you're a hockey prodigy, your family, you were probably on skates when you were 1 year old. What's your other best sport?
For sure, no doubt, it was lacrosse. Lacrosse growing up was, we played blocks lacrosse in Canada.
Yeah.
It's 5-on-5. It's the same as like the NLL, it's called in the U.S. Mm-hmm. And we were all lacrosse players. My dad was a lacrosse player growing up, so it was hockey in the winter and lacrosse in the summer. So pretty much as soon as hockey was done, we put our skates away in, you know, March or whenever it was, March, April, and lacrosse sticks came out, and we didn't touch our hockey stick or skates pretty much until like September, August when tryouts started. So lacrosse was definitely our other sport.
When's the last time you played lacrosse? How old were you?
Oh, the last year I played like competitively was 14 or 15. You kind of had to make a decision because that's when kind of hockey started to get a bit more serious, and you had to like train in the summers and stuff, and you didn't want to risk injury with you know, especially with like the OHL draft coming up and stuff. So you kind of had to make a decision, and all three of my brothers chose hockey.
Is there anything that you play in the off season that maybe you play with your brothers? Like, do you play golf? Do you play one-on-one hoops? What do you do?
You a tennis guy? You a pickleball guy?
No, never played pickleball. We play the odd tennis game, but for sure golf is the sport now that we play in the summer. We're all members of the same course back home, and it gets pretty competitive between my two brothers, myself and my dad. So we for sure have our fair share of disagreements on the golf course, but all in good fun.
What are the disagreements on the golf course? Like rules violations?
Like there's always like, you know, should this putt be good? Or you know, I want to make him putt it out. And then the other guy's pissed off that he has to putt out a two-footer. And then he misses the two-footer. And then he's mad. So then he takes it out on someone else. And then that person gets mad. And then, you know, by the 18th hole, we're usually ready to just go in our separate cars and go our separate ways.
That's great.
Hey, Dylan, one of our guys on the show, big sauna guy, like at the country club. Are you a big sauna guy, like at the complex or when you're on the road?
He's probably an ice guy. I bet he's an ice guy.
Ice bath guy?
Yeah.
You know what? We have that stuff at the practice rink. I'm not a huge user of either of them. You know, I'll do it if I'm sore, whatever the reason may be, but not I'm not like an everyday sauna or cold tub guy.
Got it.
We have them, lots of guys use them every day. I'm just I'm a pretty simple guy when it comes to what I got to do at the rink.
You know what Stromer is? He's a big Ovi assist guy. He's assisted on 22 of 65 Ovi goals dating back to last season.
Wow.
He just loves to feed Ovi all the
time.
He's
picked it up because remember early in the season he had no assists?
Yeah, earlier just selfish, just shooting all the time. You would never pass the puck to anybody. You just wanted all the glory for yourself. Now you're passing to Ovi. Look what's happening.
Yeah,
I'm kidding.
Last night was a little ridiculous on my part. I probably should have shot that one. I was getting some flack on Twitter, but I mean, you know, if it goes in, I don't think anyone really cares. But if that would have missed, I think I would have been definitely the laughingstock of at least a couple of days in the NHL. But you know, it went in, so I got a 2-on-1 with Ovechkin. He has 850 goals, so I'm gonna pass it over more times than not.
Have you noticed any difference? Like, because Ovi's production has gone up, is it simply just, you know, it was a numbers thing, he's just unfortunate, unlucky, and it's just one of those deals? Or have you guys changed things to get Ovi a little more productive?
No, I think just the pucks are just starting to go in. I think he still had the chances early on. It's just, you know, his career shooting percentages are around 11% or 10 or 11%, and he was shooting at like 3% for the first like 35, 40 games of the year.
Right.
And I think just, you know, eventually the odds are gonna balance themselves out. I don't think – I was telling you guys earlier, I don't think – you know, you're not going to keep him quiet for the whole season. I mean, after the All-Star break, he's got to be close to the NHL leading goals. So he's right up there. And now they're starting to go in. Like you saw in Calgary, he took a one-timer, goes off the guy's stick and goes top shelf. So, I mean, maybe earlier on in the season, it would have hit the guy's stick and gone over the net or missed the net wide. And now, I think I said it one time earlier on this year that, you know, confidence is a crazy thing, even for someone with as many goals as he has. Like when things are going good, the puck just seems to find you and the goals will start to come easy.
Right. Well, you know, the thing is, it's just easy to look anytime you have a little bit of lack of production and go, oh, it's old, it's over, it's not happening anymore. Yeah. That's all. People just panic.
Yeah, I think that's the easy thing to do. I think that, you know, if a guy's doing it for 19 straight years, I think at some point it's going to continue. I mean, the history suggests that, you know, he was going to get 20 goals. I remember he was sitting at 8 goals for a while, and everyone's like, oh, is he going to get 20 this year? No, maybe he's going to end on 15. But, you know, here he is sitting now with 23 goals, and I don't know if 30 is out of the question.
Right.
Strober, I love Ovi. He's probably my favorite athlete of all time. But he definitely jinxed the Caps yesterday when he said he hoped Austin Matthews has a 70-goal season. He adds two more to the pile last night. Mm. The first goal, 16 seconds into the game, I hadn't even reclined fully in my lazy boy, and the stupid Maple Leafs are celebrating in front of Chucky last night. Ovi jinxed us.
I know. Sometimes that happens. They got scored on 15 seconds into the game in the night before, so, you know, it was unfortunate balance. It kind of went, like, it kind of went up the wall, then it kind of went off a skate, and then Chucky thought we had it, and then it just went right in front. So, I mean, yeah, I think I did that earlier on this year, too, a couple weeks ago. I said that, you know, McDavid was going to win the scoring title, and sure enough, he gets 3 points in the first, like, 10 minutes against us. And you know, so we got to stop saying those types of things. We're very, very polite guys as hockey players, but sometimes, you know, we'll start saying maybe they won't score against us.
Stromer, was it weird to see Edmondson in the Leafs uni last night? I know he only played 45 games in a cap sweater, but it has to be weird to see a teammate like 2 weeks ago who's then trying to crush you into the boards, you know, now as a member of the opposite team.
Yeah, it's always weird, especially for Eddie. He actually lived right across the street from me, like literally door to door right across the street. So we would drive to the rink together and hang out with each other quite often. So he's a great man. He's an awesome teammate. He won a Stanley Cup. He's a great guy to have in the dressing room. He's, you know, he's vocal. He's loud. He's funny. So, no, we definitely miss him around here, but happy he's doing well in Toronto. And it's definitely weird. I mean, you know, it's like you just spent, you know, every single day with a guy for the last 5 months. And now, like you said, he's trying to crush you into the board. So it's definitely weird, but that's kind of the name of the game. And luckily we only have to do it a couple times a year. So we'll move on, but we definitely miss him.
And during the broadcast last night, one of the commentators said that his wife was driving their car from, I guess, D.C. or wherever he lived, Virginia, mm-hmm. to Toronto, to the new spot.
Wow.
Like how long is that drive?
Oh, geez.
It's not too far. It's like eight and a half hours. So yeah, it was weird. Like I'm like, oh, are you guys coming? Because I see that they live across the street. So I'm like, are you going to come to the game tonight? She's like, oh no, we're leaving. We're leaving this morning. So we're gonna pack up the car and get out of here. So, they got their little dog with them, and they said that the dog couldn't fly in the plane, so they had to get a rental car and pack up, and they headed to my hometown.
So Stromer, you know, a few weeks ago when we were talking to you, and obviously this looked bleak. I'll just put it, you know, politely, it looked kind of bleak to make the playoffs, right? And then there was a little sell off, getting rid of guys like Mantha and other guys. But do you feel better about, you know, playoff chances now? I mean, the way you guys are playing, even though technically you're still not in, but you're right there in the mix, and you got a game in hand with the Flyers and a game in hand with Detroit.
Yeah, I think it's I definitely feel. I remember a couple of weeks ago, I felt like we were like 8 points out or 9 points out, and didn't look too good. But you know what? It seems like no one's taken that last, you know, final two playoff spots, you know, fully in their grasp, and everyone's kind of like hovering around, you know, winning some games, losing some games. So it's definitely right there for us. We still have a game in hand on Detroit, so you know, we still have a chance to, you know, to kind of jump ahead of them, and we played them twice. So I mean, it's right there for us, and it's definitely fun to be a part of. Obviously, when you lose a game, it feels like, you know, you're out of the playoffs, and it sucks. But you know, 3 days ago when we won our last game of the road trip there against Calgary, you know, we were back in a playoff spot, and it felt really good. So that's kind of the ebbs and flows of the season, and we're just taking it day by day. I mean, it's great to be in a playoff race and really, you know, kind of control our own destiny for the most part. So it's the closest I've ever been to the playoffs, and I know, like you're saying, after we traded some of those guys away, it felt like, you know, maybe we didn't have that great of a chance, but you know, we only traded guys away that were on expiring contracts, and you know, Kuzi wasn't playing with us at the time, so we really only lost two guys. We didn't get anyone new, so we kind of had the same team that we've been going with the whole year, and I think that's a really good thing where you don't mess up any of the chemistry, and you know, we kind of knew what we were, you know, leading up to the trade deadline, and we stayed the same. So you know, we're looking forward to having the chance to play against some good teams and having some exciting hockey.
Stromer, good to talk to you as always. Keep feeding that puck to Ovi. Good things happen, and we'll talk to you again next week. And best of luck against Carolina on Friday.
Okay, awesome. Sounds good.
Thanks, all right,
guys.
Thank you, buddy.
That is Dylan Strome from the Washington Capitals. He's brought to you by C.D. Shanahan's Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Quality and comfort you can rely on. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour at 9:20, we'll get into the NCAA tournament with John Fanta from Fox.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.